Hello and welcome to the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where you'll get insider tactics on how to make, market, and sell your movie without the middleman. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, LA-based motion picture executive, Jason Brubaker.
I am so happy to be able to share some awesome filmmaking stuff with you. It is the new year. We are in 2019. And in fact, if you look at your calendar, we're now 2 weeks into the new year already. It's January 15th. I'm reaching out to you from, you know, normally I say sunny Southern California. Well, it's been raining in the past few days. And this has given me some good time to reflect. The cool thing about being able to talk to you 2 weeks after the new year has begun is because I know that you know that. All right, come in. Hey, filmmakers, here we are 2 weeks into the new year. It's January 15th here in California, and it is anything but sunny. I got to tell you, it's been raining nonstop since I got back. My wife and I were bouncing around Italy. We visited Rome and a few other places in Italy. Then we were over in Spain. We stopped by Malta, and we spent some time in France as well. So we kind of started out the new year in Europe, trying to get a different mindset on things. And during that time, I took some downtime where I did a whole lot of nothing except toured around and ate a lot of pizza and gained some weight. But enough about me. Here we are. We're back. It's 2 weeks into the new year. And if you're anything like most people, you've already given up on some of those New Year's resolutions that you said this was going to be the year and you're already slipping. So I want to talk to you about that. And I want to give you some better strategies than that same old crap that you've heard time and time again about making a new year, a new beginning, all that hogwash. Like, look, here's the deal. New Year's resolutions absolutely suck. They're for amateurs. They're for people that are average. And what we got to do as independent filmmakers is we got to rise above the average and do something bold. So let's just get this conversation by starting, or let's just start this conversation out by saying this. If you are like most entrepreneurial filmmakers, you've probably spent the last years, the last months, the last weeks, the last few days thinking about who you are and who you want to become. You have this vision of yourself and all the things that you want to do and all the things that you want to achieve and all the stories that you want to tell. And it's in order to get there, you're going to have to grow a little bit. But the problem is, maybe for the first few days in the new year, you might have actually taken some steps. You might have done the things you feared the most. But then if you're like so many people, and by the way, me included, life started to happen. I came back from my trip and I had nearly 1,000 unread emails. And when you have 1,000 unread emails, two things happen. Either you want to just delete all of them and not deal with it at all, which I didn't do, or you do what I did and you get up early most mornings because you're half jet lagged anyway, and you just go through them one by one by one by one. But as you're doing that, you're expending energy on things that aren't necessarily helping you get closer to being that big version of yourself. And here's the thing about New Year's resolutions. The reason why you can't stick to them is because life gets in the way. And the interesting thing about life, you know, becoming the bigger version of yourself, you know, for some people, I guess they win the lottery. For some people, I guess they make that movie and it wins Sundance and they get the 3-picture deal and they're instantly famous. But for most of us, our life consists of small decisions over time, small itty bitty, you know, millimeter sized decisions that add up over the course of your life and actually lead you on a direction that may or may not be leading you towards the place you want to be, right? So the reason you haven't achieved those big life changing goals is honestly, it's so much easier when you're making these small decisions and they kind of creep up on you. It's so much easier to stay comfortable every day than to do something bold to become the bigger version of yourself. So the thing that kind of even rubs us the wrong way, even a little bit more, is sometimes for a lot of us, you get comfortable being uncomfortable. How long have you stayed in that job? You know, the job that you have that's just okay, but it's not quite what you want to do, but it's just okay, and it pays just okay, and you're kind of semi-happy. How long have you stayed in that job when you should have been out there hustling, when you should have been out there trying to go for something a little bit bigger, right? And that's just one idea, right? How many of you are deciding to do another short film because you're too scared to do a feature film, right? I got a buddy that I've known for a long time, and I swear he's made like 16 short films. And every time I talk to him, he's talking about this feature that he's going to do someday. Right. And I get it. Right. It's more comfortable to continue doing the stuff that you've always done. But if you do the stuff that you've always done, you're going to get the stuff that you always got. And in order to break free of this, you're going to have to make some small changes. But it's not this New Year's resolution crap. Right. Because if you think about it, these things that you're putting off until tomorrow, well, those days become weeks, and those weeks become months, and those months become years, and before you know it, another decade will go by. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to work with you right now, and I'm going to tell you that this is a year that you either go big or you go home. And so here's how you get there, and it's really not that hard. There's two decisions, right? If you are not where you want to be, you have two decisions. One, you do nothing. And you just let life push you around. You're comfortable being uncomfortable. And for the mass average amount of human beings on this earth, that's A-okay. And look, if you're comfortable being uncomfortable, more power to you. Live your life. But I'm assuming that you're listening to this podcast because you're ready to take some other steps. You're ready to go big or go home. And the way that you do that is you are going to take serious action. You are going to take serious action, and this is not going to be based on theory. You are going to take serious action in the direction of your goals. And again, I'm assuming that that's you, right? If not, you don't have to listen anymore. Go ahead and, tune into, The Bachelor. Nothing against The Bachelor, by the way. My wife and I sometimes watch it. Guilty pleasure on her part. I like to support her. Anyway, whole side note. But here's the deal. If you're stuck on something, right? And this is what happens for a lot of people. If you get stuck on something that's holding you in the comfort zone that you're in, even if you're uncomfortable and you're stuck in it and you have this thing, but you don't know how to overcome it and you don't know which action to take next, here's two tactics. Here's two tactics to get unstuck, right? That are going to allow you to go big. Number one, learn new stuff. Learn new stuff. And I'm serious about this. This year, and anybody can do this. You can do this. The only reason you're not doing this is because you're making excuses. Here's what you need to do. You need to read more books. If reading's not your thing, okay, I reached out to my buddy Tom Malloy, and I was like, dude, you got to listen to this audiobook. He's like, actually, I prefer reading. Well, for some people, they prefer reading over listening to stuff. If you prefer listening to stuff, which we're in a podcast here, so I'm assuming that this does resonate with you, then I want you to listen to not just this podcast, but I want you to listen to at least one podcast a day or at least one half hour of an audiobook every day or some sort of video training or some sort of something, even if it's a weekend workshop. I need you to start doing that every stinking week. The stuff you can listen to daily, you need to do it. You need to listen to at least a half hour of audio training every day or watch at least a half hour of training videos every day, because this is going to help you start thinking a little bit bigger about the things that are possible, right? You got to learn new stuff. Then the other part of this is I want you to meet new people, right? I want you to really think hard about this. You are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. If you were to compare your bank accounts with those people, you would be within $20,000 of the people you spend the most time with. Isn't that crazy? And so if the people you're hanging out with are just average, living an average life, living comfortably, uncomfortably, you're going to remain average. You're going to remain doing the same things. You're going to be stuck doing the same things. So here's what you need to do. You got to find people who are playing a bigger game than you. And then you got to figure out some ways to spend time with those people. You got to go out there. You got to meet them. Now, obviously, if you're in Los Angeles, you might want to reach out to somebody that's in the Producers Guild of America. The PGA has mixers probably on a monthly or bi-monthly or whatever. But they have mixers a few times a year. And those are always good to go to. Not the least of which, there's other professional meetup groups here in Los Angeles. But if you're not in Los Angeles, then I want you to just go ahead and look at your state or your country or wherever the heck you are and find as many film festivals as you can that are within a 200-mile radius. Now, the good news is that 2019, there's a gazillion film festivals out there. So I know that there's one that's close to you. You might have to drive a while to get there, but you can get there. And I want you to go to that. Make it a goal to go to those things. In your own town, outside of this motion picture industry, I also want you to go to all sorts of different meetup groups. You can go to the meetup website and you can find different things that are happening in your area. Go to different real estate meetups, go to different marketing meetups, go to places that you otherwise wouldn't really frequent because you're trying to find an outside perspective on success. And every industry has successful people, and your goal, regardless of what industry people are working in, your goal is to find people that are playing a much, much bigger game. Another organization you might want to look into is Toastmasters International, so you can work on your public speaking. You'll be surrounded by successful people. And while we're at it, another thing is SCORE, score.org, which is an interesting place and has different business building workshops. But nonetheless, all I'm trying to do here by these two things, read more and learn more and meet more people. These things over a period of time is going to expand your horizons in terms of how you think. But more importantly, by meeting all these people, you're going to find new opportunities. And for those of you that are looking to produce your next feature film, you know, your production money is probably not going to come from your inner circle because they would have already funded your films. It's going to come from your outer circle. It's going to come from the people that you haven't yet met yet. Let me use my English. It's going to come from the people that you haven't yet met with yet, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm Jason Brubaker. I'm over here at Filmmaking Stuff, and I am so excited to welcome you into what I know is going to be the best year of your entire life. And it's going to happen gradually because all you're going to do is you're going to focus on learning new things and meeting more people. And if you have any questions about any of this, just go ahead and email me, jason@filmmakingstuff.com.
Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast with Jason Brubaker. If you like our show and want to get more filmmaking info, make sure you check out filmmakingstuff.com and join us every week for new filmmaking tactics. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.